And we're back. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Big Kahuna Podcast. The final one before this guy here.
Going a little bit of a hiatus to Canada.
Canada. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone within a matter of hours.
I'm heading in the morning, lads. I'll wait until I get sorted in Canada. But I don't have a job yet.
The boss here decided that I'd give this man a couple of weeks off.
No, hold up a second here.
I'm having the crack, man.
I need to throw in a few CVs now when I land. And, and then I think I have to set up a bank account.
Really?
Yeah, because how else are they going to pay me?
Can they not just pay it into your Irish bank account?
Yeah, but then I'm going to have to be taking money out of the Irish bank and they're going to destroy you with the exchange, with the... they charge you every time you use your card and stuff over there.
Oh, really?
So I'm just going to set up an account and transfer the money over.
Shouldn't take too long. Transferring the money might take a while.
Yeah, maybe grand. I'll get some cash in the airport, although the exchange rate's rough there.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Actually, when I land, I'll do it, but it's small, really.
Get a bit of cash out first.
Cash and claw,
I say get a couple of hundred. Make sure you're set that way, and then worry about the rest of that stuff.
Got a nice Airbnb anyway.
Yeah, for the whole summer.
Yeah, man, it's a house, like it's a proper house.
How'd you manage that?
Because I'm a beast.
I thought that like they'll charge you through the roof with the Airbnb.
No, it's like Galway prices. It's better than what I've been paying the first 2 years of college. Like
that's class. Are you worried you're gonna get there now and it's gonna be like a crack house?
No, your man seems sound alright. It's in downtown.
Oh, really?
Little Italy job.
Nice.
It's got like Little Jamaica, Little Italy. Little Chinatown.
I'll hook you up with some Italians, don't worry.
Oh, cheers, man.
And then you had another... speaking of films and speaking about all that shit, you went to see himself, Mr. Black.
Oh, the Don. Yeah. Mr. Jack Black.
Go on.
Was class.
Yeah.
Some job, yeah.
What did he play? All the Tenacious
D. He played all the classics, like Tribute and all them ones. He played the cover of Wicked Games, which he does.
What's that?
You know the song Wicked Games?
Wicked Games?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Let me pull it up.
He hardly did the Britney Spears.
I was waiting for that.
That would have been brilliant, man.
No, but he didn't actually do that one at all. He did a big show, like there was a big drum solo and a big guitar solo, which was pretty cool. Like,
I didn't think he had that many songs.
But like, they got this lad on beforehand. I thought he bombed. He was another comedian.
A comedian?
He came out on like a little BMX and he fell over. Nobody laughed.
Oh, that's so rough.
But he was bringing over this, he was a right American, he was bringing this really corny American dry comedy
but what
to
was,
Ireland. Like,
why was there a comedy gig on?
It was beforehand, it was like
the warm-up.
The warm-up gig, yeah.
But like, why would you go comedy gig into a music act? Was Jack Black doing
Because Jack Black's a bit of a funny cunt, like.
Was he making people laugh? Like, he was definitely getting the crowd going.
He was a bit, it did feel a little bit formulaic.
Really?
Like, he was a little bit going through the paces. Mm. Like, it could have been a bit more spontaneous, like what you'd expect from Jables, like.
Must be hard to do that, though, week in, week out.
Yeah, he was only, I think it was his second or third event of the tour.
Should be doing a bit better, so.
Some amount of people there.
Yeah.
It was packed.
The videos you were sending were...
It was definitely good, yeah.
How many is in there? Like, packed out three arena.
What, how many is in there for here? 5,000, 6,000?
I'd say you'll have to look that up there.
Yeah.
I'd say it will be 5 or 6, yeah.
So then we, they do tuk-tuks in Dublin, you know.
Tuk-tuk.
I hopped on a tuk-tuk with the old lad and we were bombing around the town. You know, like what they have out in India and stuff.
Or those guys.
You know, like the bicycle lads. Mm.
Tuk-tuks.
Yeah.
Do they drive for you or you drive yourself?
Oh, no, they cycle for you.
That's pretty
And
cool.
Then we went out in Dublin. It's class.
Did you get steamed with your
outlet? Yeah, big time.
Fair play.
But it's really expensive.
Where'd you go to?
I don't even know. I can't remember.
Did you go to Temple Bar?
We went to Temple Bar. We were out in Temple Bar. We didn't go to the actual pub, though. We went to Phil Lynott's pub.
Oh, that's cool.
And
your dad definitely knows the spots, doesn't
he? He does. He knew a lad up there, musician, so he was bringing us around the town.
That's pretty
VIP
cool.
job. Went to, you know, Nasty.
Yeah.
The TikTok guy, yeah. We went to his burger place.
Is it good?
I didn't get his burger now, but it was a good spot. Gourmet Burgers in Ireland.
He's good. Well from South Dakota. He was on the Ireland AM show, I think. Tommy Bow.
Ireland
Tommy
AM.
Bow! Oh,
did you ever watch that before going to like primary school to Ireland AM? Be always on at like 8. Because I didn't have to leave until half 8 for school.
Funnily enough, I was actually on Ireland AM.
Were you?
Yeah. This is really weird, but like they were doing this thing for like the Clue Bay or whatever.
Okay.
And they went to this hotel. And my friend at the time, his mom was working in the hotel. So they got us to do like yoga. We had to get up at like 4 a.m, go down and do yoga or something. But we were dressed up as pirates.
Okay.
For like Clube.
And you were on the TV dressed as a pirate?
I was on the TV dressed as a
pirate. How old are you?
I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11.
That's not too bad. That's fine.
It's really weird though.
Just cute like.
But we had to dress up as pirates. I don't understand the correlation.
Could be worse.
Grown you well maybe. I don't know. It was a very tenuous link.
Shout out to Tommy Bow.
Shout out Tommy Bow!
12 kids
were killed. What was it again?
That was something like that.
Yeah. So for our show today, guys, we've got a special format. We've got a special little game coming up. We're gonna have to be on the top of our game.
Yeah, we've got trivia questions.
Trivia questions.
I have a few fairly handy ones, but if he starts beating me, I'm gonna hit him with a few really rough ones.
The auxiliaries.
I laid them out so as A, B, and C, A, B, C, D options, but yeah. That might be a bit too easy.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that, because I want to win.
Okay.
Anyways, and then so we're going to do that, and then we're going to talk about, just a little send-off, we're going to do an episode where we kind of talk about our favourite films to watch, maybe on a rainy day.
Just reminiscing on good times.
Yeah, when you're just looking for a film, and you watch a film that you've seen lots and lots of times before, that kind of comforts you, whatever. So yeah, without further ado, would you like to get into the quiz?
Yeah, I'll start you off nice and easy.
Oh, you're starting off?
Yeah.
You're not flip the coin, no?
Well, do you want to do 10 and 10 or do you want to go vice versa?
Oh, I say vice versa. We write down our answers or we just say them?
We'll do a little score tally there.
Okay.
Roman style.
Okay, so you ask the first question and then you just tick it off if it's right or whatever, make a mark of it. Perfect. Or we'll do tallies. We'll do tallies. C, B, okay.
Bosh, okay.
Ready.
Which country does Forrest Gump travel to as part of the All-American ping-pong team?
China.
Correct. Okay, you better hit me with something nice.
Start off. What type of sports ball is Wilson in the film Tom Hanks, Castaway?
I was watching clips of Castaway literally yesterday.
Okay.
Volleyball.
Good job. Jeez, we're going to fly through these. I thought this was going to be like really slow.
Okay,
I'm sorry, go on.
Okay, I'm going to give you options for this one.
Okay, thank you.
Who did the cast in the classic movie The Godfather belong to? A. Boom, boom. Okay, get the little...
The cast?
Yeah. Can I, please?
In which film?
I just said The Godfather.
One?
Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola, Diane Keaton, Al Pacino... Or no one, the cat was astray.
Diane Keaton.
No, the cat was astray.
No, I'm saying.
Lose.
No, I'm saying.
No,
no,
that was your answer.
No,
was your answer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm taking
I was correcting you. It's not Diane. It's Diane.
Well, we'll have to go with that actually, because now we know. The
are rules. You serious, man?
Yeah, we're just setting precedent here. Okay.
Bonafide asshole. Oh, man, that was cruel.
Listen, it's a cruel world. What can I say?
Okay. question two. okay, this is one of two quotes from Mean Girls.
I haven't seen it.
On blank, we wear pink. Complete the famous line. On what day of the week?
Saturday.
That's in school, so it's Wednesday. So that was incorrect.
That's not fair, like, is it?
What do you mean that's
this
not fair?
This wasn't fair.
Yeah, you're not fair, man.
What item was in every Fight Club scene?
Item?
I'll give you options because I'm sound. A. A can of Coca-Cola. B. A Starbucks cup. C. A Dunkin' Donut. D. A Pepsi bottle.
What was the first?
A Coca-Cola can.
A Pepsi bottle was the last one, was it?
Yeah, so it's Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donut, or a Pepsi bottle.
Oh, that's tough. Pepsi bottle.
Starbucks cup.
Oh, poo. That's so poo, man. These are poo questions.
They're very good, I think.
They're not very good. Okay, question three. This is a fairly straightforward one. Well, it's not straightforward. It's just straightforward.
Just lay it on me.
Who directed Saltburn?
Oh, I don't know her name.
Fair enough. Emerald Fennell.
Cheers. Okay.
We're not doing too good.
Some of the... I'll give you options for this again. Some of the velociraptor noises in Jurassic Park are actually which animals mating?
I know this.
Okay, I won't give you the options, so.
No. Give me the options.
A tortoise, frogs, lizards, or crocodiles?
Tortoise.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go!
Okay, go on.
Okay, question four. You should get this. Who is the voice actor for Viper in Kung Fu Panda?
Jackie Chan. No, I retract that.
Oh, so you're allowed to retract, are
yeah,
you?
Because we set it. We set the rules.
After I got
yeah.
One. Okay, yeah.
The Viper.
It's not Francis.
Lucy Liu.
Okay, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you are on two, and I am on two. Going into what's this? Question five.
Yeah. What object?
Slow down. You have to savor this. This is our last podcast for what?
This, I will not give you options for. What object was Toy Story's Woody originally?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Before he was a toy, what was he? What was his purpose? Before he was Andy's, what was his purpose?
Bro, why are you talking about?
I'll give you options then. Jesus. A ventriloquist dummy, a puppet, a clown doll, or a nesting doll?
This is such a silly one. I don't know. What's this lore?
You've seen the movie, haven't you?
Oh, shit. Let me think.
I think there's a little clip of it at the start.
Okay, give me four. Give me the four options again.
Ventriloquist dummy, puppet, clown doll, nesting doll.
I'm going to say a nesting doll.
Thank God. Ventriloquist dummy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna do a Lord of the Rings one now. There's one of two Lord of the Rings questions.
I've got two of them in there, but they're bogey ones.
Give me one. Just give me.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you options for them, so it won't be as bad.
Okay. Number five. Bernard Hill died this week. What Lord of the Ring character did he play?
Gimli.
Final answer?
Yes. Don't try and trouble me with that.
Incorrect.
Wait, let me think.
Go on.
Who was it? Who died?
King Théoden of Rohan.
Bollocks, I knew it as well.
Yeah, you should have told him.
I knew it, I should have thought. Okay. I'll take my time for the next few ones. Okay, I'm not going to give you options for this one. Who directed Silence of the Lambs?
Oh my God, man.
Big movie guy over here.
Oh. I can see his name. Oh my God. Why'd you hit me with that? Why'd you have to do me like that? Give me a clue.
No. Okay, I'll give you one of the options. Christopher Nolan.
Oh. That's absolutely stumped me. Can I come back to that one?
No. Just give me the answer.
I can literally see his face. I can't see his face, but I can see his name.
You're out of time. Okay, sorry. Jonathan DeMay. Could you see that?
I think it was the wrong person.
Anyway. Yeah, it was. Okay, your turn.
Jonathan Demme, by the way. Okay, so we're both on two. We're doing really badly here. Okay, for what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar? Best Director.
I'm thinking it's in the 70s. I know Indiana Jones and E.T. are in around there. So, I think he did Indiana Jones after E.T. And I think E.T. was good for that year.
Okay.
So I'm going to... he did something else before it, I think.
What?
Did he do something before it?
I don't know.
Spielbergen. You said best director, yeah?
Yeah.
He was winning all around the shop, so...
Okay, go on.
I was going to say E.T.
Incorrect. Not till Schindler's List did he win his first.
Bollocks, okay.
That was a tough one, actually, to be fair. That was 1994 or something.
Like yeah.
So you're still on two, I'm still on two.
This is getting tough now, okay.
Finally poised.
Which professional athlete was considered for the lead in The Terminator? A. Dan Mariano. B. Mike Tyson. C. O.J. Simpson. D. Wayne Gretzky.
I think it's O.J. Simpson.
Bollocks, I shouldn't have given you that one.
Let's go. Okay, my question.
Yeah.
Okay, you like this one. Complete the quote. You'll be playing basketball in something bay from Training Day, one of our joint favourite films.
You're trying to catch me out here, but okay. You'll be playing basketball in Pelican Bay. I'm trying to get the exact words here. I can't think of it.
You know, you've already done it. Like, I just was looking for Pelican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, good job.
Wait, what was the question, though? What did you say?
Complete the phrase. You'll be playing basketball in something bay.
Oh, I thought it was like when I'm finished with you or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, the time I'm finished with the Oasis.
Okay.
Okay, your question.
I'm not going to give you options for this one.
Okay.
I'm going to try and stump you. Who took home an Oscar for Best Actor in 1998?
Oh, sound.
Okay, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, Liam Neeson, Sean Penn. 98, it's...
Say it again?
It's early enough. Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, Liam Neeson, or Sean Penn?
Sean Penn.
Jack Nicholson.
For what? Yes.
I have no idea.
Look it up.
No.
Are you serious?
Okay, I'll look it up. Fact check these. Fuck
hell, no. I hate these multiple choice, like.
All right, just give me the question. Yeah, it was Jack Nicholson.
For what?
As good as it gets.
No way. Why do you win an Oscar for that?
Never even heard of it. But look.
Okay, let's see. Question 8. Should get this one. What Hollywood movie star plays himself in Zombieland?
I know this one.
Oh, he's stumped.
Bill Murray.
Ah, no. Okay, good job. You're on 4. I'm on 3.
Okay.
Ah, you're loving this, man.
Oh, like I might hit you with Lord of the Rings on here now. That one's too hard. Okay. How many children... Okay. In the Lord of the Rings franchise, how many children did Samwise have? 3, 13, or 30?
Yes, 3.
13.
What?
Yeah. He was a dog. Take that.
What are you talking
How would you
about
like them this? Apples, huh?
13.
Yeah.
This is in the book.
Mm-hmm. You read the books, man.
Long, long time ago. Okay. Oh, so
final
annoying.
Question.
No, there's two more.
Okay.
Oh, you have one more to give me.
Yeah.
But I have two more to give you. Okay.
Oh, deadly.
What animal's head is found in the bed of Vito Corleone's enemy in Godfather?
Horse.
I'm giving you such easy ones. Like.
No, you're not, man. He wouldn't have got that.
What?
He wouldn't have got that. I'm different gravy.
Okay.
Which?
Okay, give me. What?
Which? Which Star Wars characters appeared in Indiana Jones?
What?
A. R2-D2 and C-3PO. B. Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. C. Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Or D. Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Can you say that again, please?
Which Star Wars characters appeared in Indiana Jones? A. R2-D2 and C-3PO. B. Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. C. Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi. D. Han Solo and Chewbacca.
What do you mean appeared in, like, the actors?
I don't know. That's just that's how the question's been phrased.
Just say Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Wrong. It was R2-D2 and C-3PO.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, I'll give you another one.
Yeah, please do. That made no sense. I hate these multiple choices.
Baba. All right, okay. Let me just find one for you there. I'll give you a handy one since I've already won. Oh,
thank you so much. How about we do a bonus round to see who actually wins?
No. That's too easy. That's... Okay. Who was the youngest person ever to win an Oscar? Jennifer Lawrence. Mickey Rooney. Okay, here we go. Haley Joel Osment and Tatum O'Neill.
I don't know two of those people, to be honest.
I'll give you another one.
Yeah,
I'll give you a true or false. Because I'm nice.
I don't like true or false. Go.
Have you seen Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
True or false, Bradley Cooper's first movie role was in 2005's Wedding Crashers.
False.
Correct. His first role was actually in 2001's Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, no way. I actually like that film.
They should get me on Pointless or something.
Okay, your last question. This is to say, it's like, this is
so
like
last, to make it 6-4.
This is like last score wins, like.
So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
go on.
So, you got the last score, so if you don't get this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what is the name of the creature that Gandalf fights in the Mines of Moria in Fellowship of the Ring?
Well, I know it's a Balrog, but like, I don't know its name.
No, that's good. Why? How? You're. What you call it?
Balrog. Oh. Balrog.
Huh?
It's pronunciation, like, you know.
No, say it.
Balrog.
So, spell it. If you don't spell it right, you get this wrong.
Okay.
No. Are you serious? This man is looking it up. So desperate.
Yeah, Balrog. That's what I said.
Balrog. Fuck off.
That's what I said, man.
Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got...
4.
Good count.
So will I hit you maybe with a useless fact of the week to cheer you up?
I don't know. There's not going to be much to cheer me up after that. I'm the quiz master, by the way. I have 2 credit union quizzes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But that's like...
Well, how many do you have in the Big Kahuna?
But that's not like stupid multiple choice questions.
Oh, so it's stupid now.
It's your questions were stupid.
No, that you lost. It was a stupid idea.
You just
idea.
Picked the most. How did you? Where did you get those questions from?
Byron, we should do a trivia quiz on the podcast.
Yeah, so I'll give you proper questions, and you'll give me stupid.
I was giving you proper questions there, glad.
I'm just a sore loser. I'm sorry. Okay, go.
3 useless facts of the week. Just the inventor of the Pringles can. Oh, the inventor of Pringles is buried in a Pringles can.
That's really weird. That's a morbid fact of the week.
He's going down with his art, I guess.
His art?
Yeah.
Making Pringles cans.
Yeah. Pretty iconic.
I was going to give you a question, actually. What's the main guy in American Pie? What's his name? Adam Sandler looking guy.
Oh, I have no idea.
Jason Biggs, I think is his name. What does he have relations with? What food item does he have relations with in American Pie?
I presume it's some sort of pie. It's not an apple pie. Is it an apple? No, it was red. What are the Yanks like over there? They like weird pies over there, like peaches or something.
Go on, final answer.
Berry pie.
Berry pie? Berry what pie. Berry?
Strawberry.
Okay, that's your final answer. Yeah, strawberry pie.
What was it?
No, it's a warm apple pie.
Bollocks. Should have opened my gut.
That was like overthinking there.
I think it was, yeah. I was trying to sound cool there, like I was on a game show, like going through all my options.
Just go with the simplest ones.
But they always do that, like, even they just don't have a clue, and yeah. They're really just fucking...
Language.
Sorry, drawing it out.
Yeah, it's a warm-up play. We should do a Lord of the Rings one sometime.
You're okay with that, actually. Thanks.
Yeah, because you know you get schooled. Galandru. I was going to go do a Galandru one as well. okay, so what are we? We're gonna do some movies to watch
for a rainy day.
Yeah, we should have thought of a forfeit for whoever lost. I suppose that ship has sailed, you know.
Yeah,
what can you do? Unlucky, bro.
You could have just beat me.
Okay, let's go on to. I have a few movies here to kick us off. Little bit of a conversation about movies to watch on a rainy day. Do
right.
You have some films?
Yeah, I just threw them there before we started. I have actually 2 franchises in there.
Well, okay, go
you
on.
Could say 3.
Go on.
I'm going to start off light with Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah.
Just any movie in general.
Any of them.
Well, I suppose this comes back to, it's always a Christmas movie, but it is cold and you do want to be inside at Christmas. You want to be sitting by the fire watching a movie.
Yeah.
And Harry Potter is generally your go-to.
I agree. I actually have Harry Potter 1 and 2
yeah.
written down.
I'd say the first one is always, if you're going to, you start with the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
You kind of have to, don't you?
Definitely, yeah. But it's the warmest colour, is like, it's the most...
Yeah, that's what you need for a rainy day. It's the most, it's like the most innocent one.
Yeah, nobody's dying in it. It's
just that is like, morbid, like.
Yeah. So I have Harry Potter 1 and 2. I think 2 as well. Yeah,
it's happy-go-lucky. It's still magical. Got the original Dumbledore in there.
Yeah. Richard Harris. So I have that as well. Just on the rationale behind this, we're coming into summer. You know, the days are getting longer. Weather is nice outside for the most part, but just for those one or two rainy days in the summer, you know, you might be stuck inside on a Sunday.
Well, there won't be any rainy days out in Toronto, but I'll be watching a few films during the day.
Yeah,
for doing what I like.
What is going on up there? Just keep talking.
What is that?
I don't know. Just keep talking.
To myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's wait for him to come back.
Hey, Ireland. So today I'm starting a meal.
Pause.
Did you?
I accidentally left the volume on my TikToks.
What?
I was going on TikTok there, I left the volume on. Should look. Did I stop it?
No, still going. Still going. Great.
Very professional of you there. What's your look? What was going on out there?
Just Georgia doing her hair or something. Oh my god, did I not close the door? Technical issues, folks.
Anyways. Right, are you here? Are you here to stay?
I'm back.
Okay, cheers.
So yeah, what was I saying? Why we picked this topic?
Yeah, you're about to say that.
I was saying it. Just if you have a few days.
Oh yeah, you were.
Where you're looking for, you know, something to watch, something comforting. If you had a bad, day. Jesus, man.
I'm blowing up.
Okay, so I'll kick us off. Do you want me to just go through all the? I think I have one.
Just hit us with a nice fruity one.
Fruity one.
Yeah.
I don't know how fruity this is, but Finding Nemo.
I was thinking about that one.
I have a few cartoons.
Because it is out there, yeah. Like any kind of Pixar, Disney ones are always a shout. That's why I have Toy Story on mine as well.
Yeah. So I have, I actually have, I potentially have 3 here.
What is your go-to Toy Story movie?
That is such a good question. It's tough, isn't it? Probably 2.
I'm more of a 3. I think 3 is my favourite.
That's Caperoni, I'm sorry.
No, I think 3 is the best one.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't
seen it. They get up to the most shenanigans in that one.
There is a lot. It is actually a good film, too.
It's serious. It's so sad, though, when they're leaving Andy behind and all this, you know.
What's the 4th one, then? It kind of bombs a bit.
A little bit. It kind of runs out of steam.
Yeah.
But it was a nice conclusion to it all.
Mm.
That was the one where they... it was with the new girl. I forget her name. Betty or something.
Yeah, I don't...
And they were on a road trip, and then Woody comes across Mary. Was her name Mary?
Oh yeah, Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah, his missus.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had a big adventure then.
Yeah, and some doll had her larynx was broken, so they're going after Woody's voice box.
Right.
That was the whole film.
And but in Toy Story 3, they got that bear. He was good. He was kind of sinister.
He was.
Conniving. But I would say the second one.
The second one is in Toys R Us, basically.
Yeah.
In Smith's.
First one is with Sid.
Classic.
Second one is with... That's the scene where...
It's the Star Wars parody, almost.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bit of that, but also... I don't know. That's the first one.
That's the second one.
Is it
the first one was with Sid. He was the big bad.
Toy Story...
Remember Toy Story 2?
Yeah, but why are you saying Star Wars parody?
Buzz. Yeah, because Darth Vader is in it, and Buzz.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's it.
And they say, he's like, I am your father at the end of it.
Yeah. But then there's the scene where the toy maker, it's just such an incredible scene. just the attention to detail from the actual animators to be able to show like how the, he actually makes how he puts Woody back together
and the individual like brushes the stroke like the striations of the paint coming down his boot and stuff. And it was really cool when they did the shot of when he was going through all the different paces, and then it shows a shot of Woody's foot where it says Andy and he just brushes over it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I don't remember why he was doing that. Was there something wrong with Woody?
Oh no, he was just fixing him up a bit. Yeah. He was getting him ready for the museum.
Mm. Oh, that was it.
Like, naturally enough, you probably would paint over it.
And then there was the chicken guy as well, Chicken Steve.
That's him.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't him.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it isn't. He hired your man to come in.
Well, I just think that.
When he pulled out the box, all these tools, and he had like the little. What do you call that? Monocle almost.
Monocle, yeah. Also, one of the saddest scenes ever is in that film. I know my sisters and my mom will say this, but when the Jessie's song, when her owner leaves her behind, when somebody loves you, everything was beautiful.
Yeah, true.
But that scene,
it's powerful.
Yeah, it is. We don't really think about.
But that's Toy Story though, because it is like,
gets you thinking.
Ominous, like it's like fucking, growing up.
Growing up, yeah. And that's the genius of Disney and Pixar and all these guys. They just know how to...
They get you thinking.
But they know how to universally
attract... Pull on your heartstrings, like...
Yeah, but they attract universal audiences. It's not just kids. You know, it's not just teenagers. It's grown-ups as well.
But it's a deeper meaning. Like, you wouldn't even... You would pick up of it. You pick up on it, like, subconsciously as a kid. You wouldn't really think about it, but... It would really irk you almost.
Yeah, it would. You see your parents like really involved, that you know that it's, you're not just watching something that...
Like when a kid's movie unsettles you, but then it's so joyful as well.
Yeah, it's true. But I was thinking about, like, when you see your parents enjoying a cartoon as well, you're like, okay, this actually really is good. Because I remember watching films when I was younger, and I probably thought they were class, like, but I look now and they're like...
You're revisiting them and you're like...
Oh. They're just awful. Like, some of them are awful. Like,
they're just disappointing because, you know...
Yeah. But like, just for example, it's a weird example, but Scorpion King, I think, with Dwayne Johnson, there was a sequel to that. And like, it's such a bad film, but at the time I thought it was unreal. Like, I thought it was so serious. And like, there was all this stuff going down. His family got killed by like radioactive...
How tragic.
Scorpions, like. And I thought it was so... dark and ominous and
I'd say a similar one would be like you know, The Mummy
with don't slander The Mummy now.
I'm saying hypothetically it could be if we went back and watched it, but
no, The Mummy's good.
It's a bit of a fever dream, that movie, to be honest.
It is
the second one that is phenomenal. You know, the one with the Great Wall of China,
that's the third one,
is it, with all the terracotta warriors.
Yeah, the second one is the Scorpion King one, but then I think that's banned its own franchise.
It's brilliant, because the one with the Terracotta Warriors, that's at the end.
Oh, it's good, yeah, it's really
good. Then he goes and fights these wildebeests out in the...
Yeah, the Yetis.
Siberia, the Yetis, yeah. It doesn't stop, that movie. It's brilliant.
If you look that up now, you can look it up there, but I say on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got like a low 50%. Like, but like when we were watching that, we thought it was unreal. I'd say if you watched it now, you'd still take stuff from it that you actually...
What was his name? He won the Oscar for The Whale.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yeah. So what was the story behind him? Why did he fall off? He, like, gave himself a bad rap in Hollywood something.
Yeah, I think he had bad self-esteem issues. I think he had bad confidence issues.
They'll eat you up for that in Hollywood.
Yeah, for real. But I think he took a lot of the criticism to heart. But I always loved Brendan Fraser. Like, he was one of the action figures of my childhood, you know? For The Mummy, and for George of the Jungle.
It was always a classic. I always loved watching that film.
He had another film as well, where he's like a prehistoric man. He's been on Frozen. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was good.
So he's got a bit of a repertoire.
What was it called? The Mummy what? I suppose The Mummy 3.
Yeah, what was that called? It was like something Dynasty, or I don't know.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, probably?
Tomb of the Dragon Empire, that was it. Ooh. They bring back the Terracotta Warriors. But that Yeti scene was cool. What?
Eek.
What is it?
13%?
Oh my god.
And the audience score is only 30.
Oh my god. Must have been really bad.
Not
That's what I mean, man. We watched that film, we thought it was class. It's strange, like, isn't it?
It's just innocent. You're more susceptible to shit. Like,
I think you just see visuals as well, and you kind of
just blows you away.
You ascribe, like,
because your imagination is it's going at 100% when you're a kid.
So all you need is a little bit of provocation or whatever, and everything seems incredible. Like when you watch,
and you'd be thinking about it for days afterwards.
Yeah, you would. But yeah, so I think that, so I've, what did I say there? Finding Nemo, Toy Story. So Finding Nemo as well.
Yeah. I have another one there, like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Have you, did you watch the trilogy again?
No, yeah, I did. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal, yeah. I loved it.
I watched it there in three nights, one a night.
Brilliant.
All I was thinking about was Captain Jack for 3 days.
But you can't deny that it does fall off in the third. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love the third one.
It's good. It. I'm not saying...
No, it probably felt a bit rushed.
It's rushed.
They just got to the point. They didn't really hang around. It was a long story. Like, yeah, maybe the first one was a bit too slow. They didn't cover a lot in it. Because they only introduced the Indiana... Davy Jones in the second one.
Yeah. He's built this, like, scary figure.
So maybe they should have introduced him maybe a little bit in the first one.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe the pacing, maybe the... Yeah, how they kind of... divided,
but like
they do have
their slow scenes where a lot of dialogue and they're not really getting through too much.
Yeah, but like, then as again, you said,
it'll lead to an action scene then.
Yeah, but as you said, that they stay in what's the bay?
Oh, Pirates Bay. No, it's not Pirates Bay. It's
in the Caribbean, like,
yeah, it's
Spanish Bay
or Tortuga.
It's not Tortuga. You know the bay where all the British Empire basically is, like...
Yeah.
They stay in that bay for basically half of the film.
Yeah, it's a whole hour they're staying there.
And then it does...
But I think that might be necessary to just introduce everyone to this franchise.
Maybe, yeah.
To really set the scene, I guess.
But I think it's excellent. Like, that hour is
excellent.
I forgot
that hour even existed, to be honest, because I never watched the first one.
Yeah.
It was my first time watching it properly.
I think for me, watching the Kraken for the first time was so scary.
I suppose as a kid, I'd always gravitate towards the second two.
Yeah.
Because Davy was in it, and there was a lot of action. Because I just loved the fight sequences on the ships, and the Kraken, as you said, was very intriguing.
But like, Jack Sparrow was like my hero when he took on the Kraken that time. He literally ran into his mouth. Like, I thought he was so brave.
But I never thought about it. Like, but he was such a coward.
Yeah.
He was such a coward.
That's what I mean. Like, I thought he was brave as shit.
So it's hard to pick up on it now, like. But then again, it is the Pirate's Code to look after yourself. Like, they do always say that. It's like, oh, Pirate's Code.
I hate that.
What are you going to do? I'm a pirate.
I hate it so much. It's so sly. Like.
Yeah, but they stick to it throughout the whole franchise, so.
I don't know. I hate it so much. Because, like, they're supposed to be all friends and shit, but then at the end of the day...
It's business.
Yeah. But were we talking about Pirates of the Caribbean before in this podcast, weren't we?
No, we're never going to dedicate a whole episode to it, but I don't know how...
We probably should, but...
I think we'd have to have a lot of talking points.
Yeah, we would, definitely. We're going to do a Lord of the Rings one soon, I would say.
Yeah, I'll have to revisit them.
Yeah, 100%. You're going to have to actually watch them through this time.
I always watch them through.
No, you don't.
This guy always goes on his phone halfway through the movie.
That's such cat, man. I'm the biggest Lord of the Rings fan. Ever.
But I know we watched the extended cut.
Yeah, I won't.
But some of the scenes in that are a bit.
I won't put you through that again, because that's for diehard fans. Even Malone wasn't watched at that time.
No.
But it is. Oh yeah, I think the extended cut is a bit.
It's a bit too long, especially if you don't want to introduce anyone to Lord of the Rings with the extended version.
I agree.
Because you'll kill it.
I'm gonna say something. I don't think I can say it. It's very controversial. But the theatrical version is probably a bit better.
What do you mean, like with the orchestra?
No, the cinematic version, should I say. Or is it cinematic or... Yeah, it's the one that... The shorter one, like.
Yeah.
I think it's slightly better.
The original release.
I hate The Mouth of Sauron. I hate that scene so much.
Ugh, but creepy.
I just don't like the design at all.
Is it underwhelming?
It's just...
Like, he's this huge
goofy
figure.
It's goofy.
It's a bit goofy, I guess. The teeth, like.
Yeah, the teeth. No, but he's not.
How are you going to design the mouth of Sauron?
But that's not Sauron. That's just the spokesperson of Sauron. But I just found it a bit goofy. Anyways, we're going to do a Lord of the Rings episode.
Wasn't that controversial, I'd say.
What?
I'd back you with that take.
Yeah. I just think, again, like, we come back to this point. I grew up watching the shortened versions. So it's what I come to absolutely love. And they're my favorite films, you know, ever, I would say, bar one or two. So maybe it's just that thing. If you what you know, you love, you know. So anyways, have you another film for us to...
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump's a good one.
Solid. That's because he's had such a great adventure, like, and
yeah,
it's different. It's not the same story.
Yeah, Forrest Gump is class.
Like it takes you all around the world, and he's all these little adventures, and everyone he meets is just brilliant.
Mm.
You know, just meeting the president, going off playing for the ping pong team, going to Vietnam, going for a run.
Yeah, going for a run. I love that one when he goes for a run. I love it. I just love.
He just went running.
Running,
and he's a varsity athlete.
Yeah, I love that song, but I just love where he just takes off. Like,
yeah,
he's stagnating. He just wants to run, and he just starts running. I love those shoes. I love those shoes in whatever decade that was. Just these flat ass shoes. Imagine running on those all day. Like.
And just the little like things they throw in there, like how he wiped his face, his muddy face, on the T-shirt. Your man had the idea for the happy. Face, which made him millions, but
the shit happens as well. Remember that, the bumper sticker? Your man was like a bumper sticker. He's like, shit happens.
I think he was a bit frat. He was a frat boy.
A frat boy.
When he was in college.
What you mean?
Do you think he was in a fraternity, like?
No, I don't think so. Man, he's a wild goose.
You know when he was going for the run, he does resemble your man who ran the length of Africa there.
Yeah, he does actually. I suppose just the scraggly beard, like.
Yeah. He was a bit... I was watching a thing there. He was a bit annoyed that for the last 100 metres, he was like, all right, lads, everyone stay back. And I finished it there. And some cunt in a yellow jersey was like right up beside him. He basically beat him to the line.
Really?
Yeah, it was brilliant. He would be a little bit cheesed off.
No. I'd say at that stage, I'd just be like...
To be fair, he got kidnapped.
What?
He got kidnapped by these... what you call them?
Pirates.
Maybe, but it's like fucking somewhere like, you know, like in the Congo or something. You know, he'd be running through rough spots. He was running through a rough spot and he got kidnapped. He got taken into the bush. They threw him on the back of a bike and they brought him way out into the bush. I don't know how he talked himself out of that one. Silver tongue, I guess.
I'd say they probably just, once they saw the crew and everything, saw that he was legit, they just let him go.
Mm.
So either that or they'd kill him, like, take all his money. He wouldn't have that much money on him, would he?
No, he'd have some gear though, like cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Fair play to him for doing it though. He had that big thing where he couldn't get through Algeria or something. He couldn't get into Algeria.
Yeah, a lot of visa problems and stuff.
Yeah.
And like those few active war zones and like civil wars that you just generally you would have to avoid.
That's the scary thing about Africa.
Yeah. Africa's it's a rough place to run through.
Yeah, it would be.
Especially with the... It's like terrain and the weather. It's extreme.
I'm sure they picked their routes very wisely.
Imagine the amount of planning going through that.
Yeah, but those roads are awful. Some of the roads are awful. Some of the roads are unreal. Some of them are awful.
But imagine that. Like, imagine walking from here to Air Square.
Mm.
That's a trek.
That's so true, yeah. Imagine that.
Like. You'd be killed after walking to Air Square from here.
Yeah, I mean,
I do it often.
Like, I walk often to Air Square, but it's
a light good job. Trek.
I think that's one thing about me. I think I could. I hate sprint. I don't like
sprinting in public.
No, I don't like. I can dog out a 5K or 10K. I can do it. Like, I could be in the worst shape I've ever been in, but I can still
get
do
it out.
But like, I just find short distance sprints, like little 10 meter turn and stuff. I'm really bad with turns and stuff like that, like, you know. But I could probably just run for a long, long time. Like, I want to do a marathon, definitely.
Do you?
I think so.
27 miles?
26, isn't it?
I think it's 27.5.
Just 27.
0.5.
But is it actually?
I think so.
No, it's not. I'll look it 26 up. 26 miles. Marathon is 26 miles.
I think it's 27.5.
Okay, you're cool. But I think I will do a marathon eventually. This is the first time I've actually said it out loud. But what were we talking about?
How long a marathon is.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, just tell me, like.
I think you're just bad at researching, man.
It's. Please.
Yes.
Okay, you were closer. 26.3 miles.
Sound. Do you know the story behind marathon?
Enlighten me.
So this guy was, there was this big Greek battle, whatever. I think it was at a place called Marathon. But they had this messenger, and they sent him off to the king of the land. I think I'm paraphrasing here. But he ran 26.3 miles to tell the king that they had won the battle. And once he got there, he died on the spot from running that far. So, there you go.
He must have sprinted that.
Yeah, he must have boomed it.
What a story, though.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not.
But people in history just die in just the weirdest ways. Like
they just fall over and die.
And but I suppose, like, to have people talking about you 2,000 years later is probably a grand old way to die, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, shout out Messenger of Marathon.
Messenger of Greece.
Yeah, I mean, you could have just waited a day and walked back with the rest of them, but...
Waited, but I don't know, maybe the king was like, hey, be on time, or we'll cut your legs off.
Could have taken your bike with you, maybe. I mean, wheels have been invented by then.
Of course. It's ancient Greece, like.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out Marathon Sprinter. That's why it's called a marathon.
Yeah, I'll give you a little useless fact of the week, maybe.
Okay, and then we'll do one or two more movies, and we'll do a movie of the week, and then we'll be finished.
Yeah. So, the King of Hearts is the only king in a deck of cards without a mustache.
Is this universal?
Yes.
Can we fact check this?
I've already done the research.
Fact check?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just go check out a deck of cards.
I have
really
one in there, but I'm not going to check it out now. I'm very comfortable.
Do you trust me?
I trust you.
Okay, good.
Thank you. How many more movies do you have left?
That was it.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking of, for me, like... School of Rock would definitely be one of them.
Yeah,
I've seen that a lot. Or maybe Step Brothers. Yeah. If I was looking for something funny to watch, I'd always gravitate towards that.
I have one just from being in the granny's house. We used to always watch this film. She had it on DVD. It was a great one to watch. Just sit down and watch. Great crack. And Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams.
Is that the one where he cross dresses?
Yeah, I adore this film.
I've never seen it.
It's brilliant. It's absolute class.
I've heard it's a classic, alright.
Yeah, it's just Robin Williams in his pomp.
He's a maid, isn't he?
So yeah, he loses his... He gets a divorce. Isn't allowed to see his kids that much. So he cross-dresses to become an old maid for the family.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'd get made nowadays. It's really kind of...
unethical.
Like, there's one scene where the Mrs. Doubtfire goes to the toilet and the son walks in and he's like, she's got a cock, you know. Like, it's just like, that's not going to get made these days.
No, but it had to be made.
But it was so good.
Brilliant.
It was so good, and I urge anyone to go and watch it.
I might actually watch that. It sounds funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's just like Robin Williams magic.
He's got this different aura about him, though.
Yeah, and Sally Fields is excellent as well as the wife. Pierce Brosnan is in as well.
So that's kind of similar to Big Mama House.
Kind of, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I used to always watch that. But I have another one. Like, whenever I used to go up to the granny's, she didn't have internet, so it was just whatever was on, like, Channel 4 or BBC or whatever. But she had, like, four or five DVDs, and one of them was Riddick.
Riddick?
Yeah, no, it's Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one...
is that good?
No idea what planet he was on or anything, but it was great crack watching him.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a clause written into his contract, so does The Rock, that he can never lose a physical fight or a battle on screen.
Really?
Yeah, when he's in a movie. It's written into his contract that he can't take L's.
Jesus. It's a bit of a weird one.
It's a bit much.
It's way too much.
It's very arrogant, like.
It's very arrogant, and like, you're just cutting yourself out of roles, so...
Yeah, they don't care.
It just means that he can't be like the bit player. He can't be like the...
Well, he has to be the main character, essentially.
Yeah, he has to be. But even a main character has to lose battles sometimes.
overcoming adversity and all that sort of crack, but no.
How are we supposed to write a script if a guy can't lose a bat?
Because it's Riddick, he just doesn't lose it.
Yeah, but was it just in that film or is it like...
No, it's in his contracts for his movies. Like, in Hike, like Hobbs and Shaw and all this sort of crack.
This is why we don't watch Vin Diesel movies, guys.
Big ass forehead.
So, any other films?
No.
I have two films I just want to say. I'm not going to go on about them. But Breakfast Club, just go with it. Just Go With It is one that I always watch with the family. It seems to always be on their house. I don't know why.
Which one?
It's just like Just Go With It with Adam Sandler. It's a bit of a comfort film. And then Breakfast Club. Enough said, I think. Just one of the all-time greats. So I think that brings to conclusion this topic of conversation. What do you think?
Yeah. Conclude.
Movie of the week?
Yeah. 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. Good shout by me.
Cheers.
No problem.
I think everyone's seen it, like, but what are you going to say about it? I'm looking up some bits of trivia here about it.
I think, so there's 21 Jump Street, the 22 Jump Street, both very good, in fairness.
Yeah. So 21 Jump Street was the one which...
It's got Channing Tatum...
Jonah Hill. But who was the guy who was selling the...
Yeah, so it was Dave Franco, James Franco's brother.
Was it Wi-Fi? It wasn't Wi-Fi, it was...
Was Wi-Fi first or second?
Wi-Fi was the second one.
Yeah. No, the first one, so it was basically the exact same premise both times.
Yeah, of course.
Classic. Did you know who the... You know the set... Was it the first or second film? The first film, yeah. Do you know who has a cameo in it?
I'm trying to think about the first film.
He's undercover, like, and he's got a load of prosthetics on. And then he takes it all off and he's like, bang.
Oh. It was Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. We definitely watched it there a few days ago.
No,
we didn't.
Shut up. No, don't shut up. Keep talking.
I have a little fact here. Factoid.
Factoid.
Johnny Depp's character eats in every scene where he appears in.
For what?
21 Jump Street, the movie of the week.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah. We're just talking about his character.
He's only in like 5 scenes. Oh, he does. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. That's a good one.
Wait, there was an original 21 Jump Street in 1987.
That's what I'm saying. He was in
television
the
series.
Did I say he was in the original?
I never even heard of it. I had no idea.
I haven't seen it either, to be fair.
So he was in the original, so I think that's more...
That's why, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think this is definitely one of the all-time, like, great buddy comedies, you know?
Yeah, it's classic.
Two boys coming out of cop school. They're both polar opposites. They become best buds. They fall out. They get back together. They kiss. They cuddle. They solve crimes.
Get into a few kerfuffles.
Did that rhyme?
It did.
That was nice.
Thank you.
I think excellent film. Excellent shout by me.
Yeah, our best synopsis of a movie yet, I think. 21 Jump Street.
By me, yes.
I mean, what is there to say about it? Like, come on.
They don't kiss, guys, just in case you got excited. What else did you say? Great film. Very funny film.
Great film, funny film. Amazing watch.
Excellent film.
You know.
Go and watch it, guys. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. If you have seen it, go and watch it again. Rating?
Flat out 8.
Flat out 8?
Nah.
No, this is a good one.
No, I think everyone's going to agree with me on that take.
8.2. I'm going to go same as 4 Lions because I think that they're both equally very good for different reasons. Okay. Does that wrap it up, Brian? You're off to Canada now?
Channing Tatum passed on the movie twice before Jonah Hill convinced him to take the role.
Nice.
Now we can pass it on.
So you're going to Canada. Best of luck, man.
Early start tomorrow. Boom up on the Air Eagle.
Yeah.
Get through customs, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm not smuggling anything in, so hopefully they'll let me.
You're definitely not smuggling anything in. So yeah, have a good time without me.
Yep, I will.
And we'll be doing our Zoom call in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we must figure that out.
I'll figure it out, because I have to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be Zoom. Maybe, I think, well, if it's Zoom, it just depends on the sound quality.
Yeah. We'll do a trial run. But we'll get back to you guys. We'll get it out to you. You won't be waiting too long. So, I suppose all that's left to say is thank you for your continued listenership. We've really enjoyed the journey so far.
Yeah. We're taking it international now.
Yeah. So, Byron's going to do some canvassing. He's going to do some... Going to drum up some support from across the pond.
I'll meet some interesting characters over there. Maybe invite them on.
Exactly. So, there you go. Thanks for listening, guys.
Au revoir.
See you in a couple of weeks. I've been Colin Muldoon.
Myself, Byron Kenny.
Big Kahuna Podcast, over and out.